Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside, knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. God, our Father, cares for us as a father. That sounds so basic, so obvious, and I think it's worth delving into, because we forget it most days, I think. Each of our readings tell us a different thing about our Father. Three things. The first reading tells us that God, our Father, looks at us and calls us mine. First reading tells us of how God wants to bring together all the nations, all the different languages, and bring them together so they might be his, and he can call them mine. Our Father is good. Just like any father in his heart knows, that's my kid, and I love him. Not because what he does, the money he pays for rent, as much as just, he's my kid. Of course. He's mine, and I care for him. God, our Father, loves each of his children dearly, uniquely, and there's nothing we can do about that. It's just what he has chosen. But then, that's the most basic foundational truth of our Father's love. But our Father also loves us in ways, it's a little less comfortable, but it's still love. In our second reading, we heard from the letter to the Hebrews, a little less comfortable of a love. "My son, do not disdain this discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline?" That out of love for us, our Father will discipline us as well. We hear that word, we might cringe a little, thinking, is that just punishment just because he's angry? Not out of sheer anger, but for our growth. That God loves us enough, he doesn't just want our comfort, but our greatness. What father among us in their heart would let their kid eat 3 bowls of ice cream a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? That's not love. Our Father, if he sees his son becoming spoiled, out of love, we'll put him in a timeout. Not because he's so angry, but so that he learns how to live a life that is more joyful, more free, more great. So our Father with us, even when it's less comfortable and we don't like it, out of love for us, he disciplines us so that we might become great, might know true joy, and not get caught up in our own self-centered lives. His love is real enough, he doesn't care if it makes us uncomfortable, as much as he cares for our true healing and loving us deeper than we'd like him to sometimes. And third, in our gospel today, our Father not only loves us and calls us mine, he not only disciplines us out of love, He also gives us responsibility. Not treating us as slaves who's told to go work all the time, but a good father will give his sons chores, will give his sons work and responsibility to do so that he can learn how to grow in virtue and also grow in freedom. Every father tells his kids, okay, your task is to mow the lawn, wash the dishes, whatever, so that the child might learn how to help the family and grow in being charitable towards the rest of the family. So our Father gives us chores. He loves us enough to give us responsibilities, and with that, loves us enough to give us freedom. If the oldest son doesn't mow the lawn isn't mowed. With that responsibility is freedom. And where I'm going with this is the gospel says clearly, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. That our Lord gives us responsibility, and he gives us freedom. We are his sons and not his robots. We can choose to deny God. We can choose to spit in our Father's face. We can choose to sin. And out of love for us as a father, he will respect our choices. As a father who would be heartbroken, he would allow us to leave rather than lock us in the basement. He'll respect us as his sons and daughters with the ability to choose, which is uncomfortable because we can choose to reject God. We can choose sin, and we can choose to reject heaven. Again, that's absolutely heartbreaking to the Father. But this is actually the love of the Father who says, I love you enough to treat you as a son, as a person who can choose. The Father loves us, calls us mine, disciplines us, and also gives us responsibility and freedom out of love for us. This is a real love, a love of a father that every father here knows that sometimes loving your children is uncomfortable. Sometimes it's not easy, but it's for their good and out of true love for them. So we find ourselves uncomfortable. What do? No matter where we are, we're basking in the love of the Father, we're uncomfortable in being disciplined by him, or we're just trying to come back to him and choosing him. The answer is the same. In the gospel, the master of the house says, depart from me, I do not know where you are from. And it might sound hateful, punishing, but maybe it's actually just, I don't know where you're from. I wanted to this whole time, but you never gave me the chance. No matter where we find ourselves today, the answer is just to let our Father know us. The answer is to go before him and share our heart with the Father. Father, I want to know and hear you call me mine. I want to know your heart for me, Father, and share whatever is on your heart with him. If we have sins, we can go to confession and just share them with the Lord. Wherever we are, our Father is good. He cares for us deeply, and he wants our hearts. What he asks of us is just to share our hearts with him, to let him know them. He's always quick to forgive, and he always wills our good. He's our Father.